Okay, guys, here it is, laid out. We met on eHarmony.com. We fell into Neil Clark Warren's cult online.
The cult.
Well, I call him, Neil Clark Warren, I think, is what I would call the Mr. Rogers of dating.
He has his little sweater and shoes.
Yeah, and he comes out, he's got his smile on and his white hair, and you just go, that's true. Well, it's better than Dr. Phil. You know, who's
that
like,
dog won't hunt.
He goes. I don't know. I picked up one of his books, you know, about finding love, and it's like, are you tired of being the only single friend in your life? You know, the only single person around. And are you tired of being lonely on Friday nights? Well, this book's for you. No, no, no.
Are you lonely? Have you wasted half your time in bars pursuing sins of the flesh? Run away.
That's what happens.
Are you lonely?
Anyway, so that's how we met. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is, when we first met, I gotta make this quick. When we first met, he closed me out. After we got, right before open communication.
Closed you out?
Closing you out is when you're getting to know each other, you're reading each other's answers and stuff to each other's questions, and it's like the fifth level that they have or whatever. And this guy was like my 120th match of over 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
120th match, about $700 later or something. I don't know. It was a lot of money over. It was at least $300 a year or more. It was like $320 a year, $360 a year or something. Anyway.
A buck a day.
Yeah, basically. And this was like the last guy and the last straw. I was like, I'm done in February and I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
February 3rd, I'm done. And I'm never going back to eHarmony or whatever. So. We meet, we're talking, email's good,
mm-hmm.
It's okay. Then we get to regular emailing because I got closed, you know. But he closed me out because being a Christian.
A minute and a half, by the way.
Darn it!
We can do a part two.
Part two. Anyway, so we finally get some phone calls. He closed me out because he thought I was like a Bible beater.
Uh-huh.
And he's the son of a Presbyterian minister.
Nice. Okay.
And he's the youngest of five. So then we started talking on the phone. We talked for like a month, 5 weeks, something like that. Well, we'd known each other for 2 months. And I met him twice. He's a marathon runner. He ran the Boston Marathon 3 times, and he got 1,400th out of 17,000. So.
By the way, don't get out his last name just in case.
No.
So are you guys not together?
Mark X. No. I had to call him last night and tell him the whole, you know, I don't know.
We can keep going, by the way.
Okay.
I can just edit it.
I've never been in a shell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? My whole life. I don't think I've ever been in a shell. Sometimes I get shy when a bunch of people come to my house, like,
mm-hmm.
for company, and then I kind of break out and I'm myself. But I've never been in a shell. I always am who I am as soon as I meet somebody, the minute.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like I was in a shell around this dude, you know? Because he talked more than me, faster than me, and it was just hard. It was very hard to communicate over the phone. It was better in person because you can see non-verbals.
Yeah.
But with Mark, I made a little script before I called him.
Did you type it out?
No, I wrote
it.
No, I didn't type it. I wrote it out. A little script because, you know.
This is what I would like to say to you, Mark, in regards to our relationship.
That's about how it sounded. Maybe. I don't know. I just had to talk about how we are different values and everything, and I'm thinking, what do you really know about somebody after 8 weeks? But I just knew this guy.
Still got your V card though.
Yeah, I saw my V card. I got a hug. I got an embrace, which was okay. Embrace is good.
V card means that she's still a virgin.
Yes, I'm 27. I'm still a virgin.
But she's a good Christian girl, so that's okay.
Yes,
that's
I'm
okay.
Still got my
We're both good Christians. I'm married, so I'm not a virgin.
The only virgin in the room. It's okay, except maybe Napoleon. Your little.
Oh yeah, hang on. Let's
go. Oh yeah, let's do it.
He was my co-host, by the way, for like the when I did the Reform Coffee Shop or whatever. You know. That's right. How do you feel, Napoleon, about Jane being a virgin?
What do I feel like I want to do?
I know you want to do me, Napoleon, but
whoa,
you can't get married.
What do you think about Jane, Napoleon?
Tina, you fat lard. Oh!
I did not plan that. I swear.
Great, you piece of poo, Napoleon. Okay. Yeah. So Mark and I just didn't work out. Well, this is what kind of.
So you did. You officially broke it off then yesterday.
Well, we broke it down to friends, and then he's like, "Do you want me to call like once a month?" And I said, "I never put stipulations of how often I call my friends. When I miss them, I call them."
I want to be your friend.
You know, just friends.
Wow.
But yeah, well, some things tip me. Well, he never had to live with anybody. Mm-hmm. He's never had, he's 34, never had to live with anybody, which that worried me a little bit because I live with people. You know, I've had to get along. I've had to compromise. I've had to shut my mouth and take stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. And that kind of just worried me a little bit. And he's never, ever had a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Or been, even in a couple, like, this is probably the longest relationship he's ever had. Mm-hmm. So, you know. And I don't know if he has that many friends that are girls to understand women mm-hmm. that well, because he kept comparing me to his mom. Women don't want to be compared to your mother, okay?
No.
Ever. I don't care if your mother was Mother Teresa, which could never happen because she's, like, celibate and stuff, but... And dead.
Yeah, she's dead. That'd be necrophilia. That's gross.
Gross! So, anyway,
Word of the day. Necrophilia. Oh, geez.
Look it up. We're not going to tell you right now.
That's nasty. You know what that is, right?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure. Well, I'm scared to know that you know what that is.
Well, I get cable. Let me tell you, there's a lot I didn't know about the lives of gerbils and stuff until I watched South Park. South Park opened
gerbils
my eyes.
Gerbils have sex with...
No, but I don't know if you saw that. There's some pretty...
I don't...
Gerbils in recreation, I just thought, have its limits, and I guess it doesn't really have its limits, like I thought. But anyway, that's off subject. So anyway, Mark,
my goodness.
Well, it's just some weirdness.
We digress.
Things. Yeah, I digress. he wanted to know how tall my friends were and stuff.
Yeah, you told me that.
Yeah.
That's weird.
And I wore my flattest shoes on our second date because... And then he kept emphasizing, like, looking at me and going, I don't know, how much taller am I than you? And finally, I got out the tape measure, Dave. I totally did. Got out the tape measure, and I said, we're going to sell this right now! And so I got out the tape measure and measured it off, and he is 3/4 of an inch taller than me, and I'm... You know, I just want to say, Mark, I can't shrink for you. This is me.
Most of the time, getting a tape measure out on a date is not a good thing.
Well, if you need an actual
tape
measure...
If a woman got a tape measure out on a date with me when we were first dating...
It's better to get out a 6-inch roller. I mean, a tape measure should make you feel good. If you've got a...
I've probably got, a 12-foot one in that.
Yeah.
Toolbox there somewhere, so.
But,
jeez.
So, I thought that was weird, the tallest thing. But, and then, he came and cooked for me, and he made swordfish, and it was very good. Swordfish is very yummy. Yes,
I've never had swordfish.
It's easy to cook. You just boil it, or
is
bake it.
Is it sweet, or is it?
It's sort of like a tuna. It's very steak-like.
Oh, okay.
They're called swordfish steaks. And
okay.
We had, like, rice pilaf, and it was yummy, and I made dessert from scratch. I didn't cut a single corner.
Rice pilaf is like the most worthless side dish to me.
Oh!
It is. It's like, what is it? I don't even know what pilaf means.
Could you be on Survivor and eat rice?
I could eat rice. I just... What is rice pilaf?